A Jewish Journal article. Jewish Mag criticized for portraying Iran's Jewish community as blossoming. Amy Magazine, an Orthodox Jewish magazine, has been criticized on social media for depicting the Jewish community in Iran as blossoming in its profile of Iranian Chief Rabbi Yehuda Jahrami. On November 9, Amy Magazine's Twitter account wrote, "Few people realize that there's a blossoming Jewish community in hashtag Iran," and shared a cover of the week's magazine featuring Jahrami and how his community is thriving in the Islamic Republic. The article itself quotes Jahrami stating that more than 20,000 Jews live in Iran and that anti-Semitism is the exception rather than the rule in the country. Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt tweeted, "Regardless of Rabbi Jahrami's personal character, his U.S. visit is sanctioned by the Iranian regime." At Amy underscore magazine's decision to positively profile him and to falsely portray Iran's Jewish community as thriving, is deeply troubling. Brian Lieb, who heads Iranian Americans for Liberty, tweeted, "I'm really at a loss for words as to why they would give a cover to someone who is part of the propaganda machine in the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRI. Jews are not thriving inside the IRI. That's regime propaganda." Amy Magazine replied that Jahrami is a very good Jew who is doing very good things for the Iranian Jewish community. "You may do your own research if you don't trust ours." Lieb tweeted in response that Amy Mag's Instagram posted an IRI propaganda picture with the text, "The Iranians have agreed to come back to the nuclear negotiating table, but nobody trusts them. Nobody trusts them because they are terrorists whose core ideology is death to America." Siamak Kordestani, West Coast Director of the European Leadership Network and board member of Jews Indigenous to the Middle East and North Africa, tweeted out his letter to Amy Mag criticizing their cover story on Jahrami. Kordestani, who was born in Iran, asked in the letter why the article made no mention of the scores of Jews who have fled Iran since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. He also asked why the article omitted the fact that Jews have been wrongly arrested and executed in Iran, as well as the fact that the Iranian government promulgates anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial. Amy Magazine should publicly apologize and post a new article about the harm the Islamic Republic has done to Jews in Iran and globally for more than four decades, Kordestani wrote. Others weighed in. The Iranian regime sends Chief Rabbi Jahrami to the U.S. on a charm offensive, Eli Kohanim, former deputy special envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism, tweeted. How charming. Jerusalem Post senior contributing editor Lahav Harkov tweeted, "Rabbi Jahrami lives under an anti-Semitic, authoritarian regime, so he can't say anything bad about it." But what's Amy's excuse for uncritically amplifying his whitewash of a regime that openly threatens genocide of the Jewish people? Mediate writer Jackson Richman similarly tweeted, "A Jewish publication regurgitating Iranian talking points of the enemy, is inexplicable and disgusting. Shame on Amy underscore magazine." Amy Magazine did not respond to the journal's request for comment. Jahrami has been visiting the U.S. for the International Conference on Chabad-Lubavitch Emissaries. He has previously said that, "Zionists don't represent Judaism or the Jewish people. You only represent an idea of a political movement, whose ideas and values contrasted the ideas and values of our Torah and the Jewish religion," according to Enet News.